Swan Lake, fifth row center.
Great.
Yeah, just five rows behind where I really ought to be.
Oh, please, not another one of those "if only I had been a ballerina" speeches.
Well, I could have been.
How can you say that? Ballerinas are supposed to be graceful. You fall off high heels.
Like it is my fault that ballet class was at exactly the same time as baseball practice.
It was your choice, either the Met or the Mets.
Yeah, well, I'm not a first baseman either.
Things could be worse.
Every time I go to the ballet, I get this empty feeling. There, but for the grace of baseball, go I.
Look on the bright side. Your feet aren't misshapen. You don't walk around in second position. Your calves don't bulge. And men love your legs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See?
You're right. Who wants to be a ballerina anyway?
Hope your mother hurries up with dinner.
And the fortune cookies. I hope mine says a tall, dark, handsome man will soon be coming into my life.
Ooh, I hope he brings a friend.
I decided this family eats entirely too much Chinese food, so tonight it's sushi time. Okay, who wants a tuna roll? Who wants a California roll? Who wants burger and fries?
Boy, those Japanese copy everything.
Guys, you gotta get into eating sushi.
Ew, what's that?
Gooey duck.
It's gooey, all right, but it doesn't look like duck.
That's because it's not. It's clam.
Well, then why do they call it gooey clam?
Who'd eat it?
Guys, are you packed? Your dad's gonna be here any minute.
I wish I was going with them. They're probably having cooked food for dinner.
Oh, me too. I'm dying to see the new house.
The house that Claire built, huh?
Uh-huh. Emma, don't listen. I'm hoping it's all modern, you know, glass and steel, the kind of stuff Charles hates.
Why couldn't I hear that?
I don't want to appear small in front of someone that doesn't vote.
Ah, sushi, can I have some?
Don't make yourself sick. I want you to have your full faculties this weekend.
Why?
So you can describe Charles and Claire's new house to me.
What do you want to know?
Well, the usual. How many rooms, bedrooms, fireplaces, the decor, modern English country, kitchen facilities, number of ovens, size and make of refrigerator, anything to catch up to all.
Would you like me to photograph the place?
What a great idea.
Mom, I can't do something like that.
No problem. Just put Chip in front of and to the side of anything of interest. I'll get the camera.
Your mother would make a great spy.
Can I have some?
Sure.
What is it?
Raw fish.
Never mind.
I'm going to say this once. Very calmly. Who used the camera last?
I hear Dad's car.
You do not.
Now I do.
We will continue this discussion Sunday night. Jenny, tell your dad to drive you over to Grandpa's house and borrow his camera.
Do I have to take pictures?
Yes, you draw too slowly. No, farinaceous isn't spelled that way.
Well, it is if dichotomy is spelled that way.
One of them's wrong.
Who asked you?
Goya didn't paint a view of Toledo. El Greco did.
I repeat, who asked you?
You want to get it right?
I want to get it finished. Now go fold some towels or something.
I'll finish it for you later.
I'll swallow it first.
Hi, when's dinner?
Hi, as soon as Emma gets back with it.
So, how was the weekend?
Okay. I was in the doghouse with Tristan.
Oh, did you break Claire's camera, too?
No, Dad got Tristan a huge doghouse.
I'll be in my room.
Good choice. So, tell what was the house like?
See for yourself. I got the pictures developed.
Oh, great. Did you bring Grandpa's camera back?
You didn't tell me to.
Did you eat lunch today?
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell you to.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'll bring them back tomorrow after school. Kate, pictures.
Oh, the house is so neat. It's all glass and steel.
Oh, great! Your father would hate that, loves that kind of stuff.
Oh, and it's got a pool and a solarium and a hot tub.
Isn't that nice, Allie?
Nice. Did you use the hot tub?
No, Chip put a box of soap in it.
What a dickens.
I'm gonna go wash my hair.
Claire has a pool and a solarium and a hot tub.
Look on the bright side, Allie. She has to share them with Charles.
There's the solarium.
Wow. Yeah. Double-pane thermal glass. I couldn't even get him to put up storms. What is this? Cathedral ceilings. This isn't a house. It's a shrine. Oh, look at that freezer. Do you realize if I had a freezer like that, I could make a year's worth of meatloaf in one sitting?
I knew there'd be a bright side to this.
Oh, that does it. She's got a pool, a solarium, a hot tub, and a tennis court.
She's got four tennis courts.
Four tennis courts? That's pushy even for Claire.
Allie, this is not Charles's house. This is a hotel.
Who's that woman on the court?
I don't know, but there's your father standing there with her.
Mom, can I use your good shampoo?
Uh-huh. Jenny, when you borrowed Grandpa's camera, was there film in it?
Uh-huh.
Didn't he want the pictures back?
I don't know. He wasn't home. Grandma gave me it.
Oh. Oh, now that's a good picture.
What? It's a desk.
Yeah, it's Charles's desk. You see that stack of papers?
What are they?
Bills. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of bills. He'll be paying off masons and gardeners and carpenters and pool people and painters and...
Pop, happy now?
Don't interrupt. And electricians and glaziers and tilers.
Tilers? That's 14 down.
The next time you see me attempt a crossword puzzle, set fire to the paper.
Allie, stop eating your heart out. It's only a house.
No, I was just looking at this picture of my father and that woman.
What about it?
Look at the way they have their arms around each other.
What about them?
Doesn't it look friendly to you?
Allie, it's hard to put your arm around someone in a hostile way. You get a cramp.
Doesn't it look kind of... intimate?
No.
Look at the way they're smiling at each other.
What do you mean?
Such a big smile.
I see four teeth. Four teeth is not a big smile. 32 teeth is a big smile. What is going on inside that head of yours?
Nothing. It's just that I've never seen a picture of my father with a woman before.
There's a picture of your father with a woman on your dresser.
That's my mother.
She's a woman, and what you're thinking is ridiculous.
Is it?
Allie, your father?
What's wrong with my father? He's adorable.
Yeah, like a cookie jar. He's not the kind of man that fools around with women.
Fooled around with my mother?
Only once.
You're right. But what would my father be doing with a strange woman at a hotel?
You know, this doesn't look like Connecticut.
Wait a minute. My father was at a medical convention in California last month.
Oh, well, then that's that.
That's what?
Well, she's probably just one of the doctors.
Or sex therapist.
Allie.
Well, you know what they say about men at conventions.
He's a doctor, not an elk.
You're right. I'll just bring him back the pictures and his cameras, and I won't even ask who the woman is.
Good.
I'll hire a detective.
All right, Mrs. Thorpe. I'll get your records.
Be right there.
It's okay. I'm Dr. Adams' daughter. I'm just dropping off his camera and his pictures. They're on his desk.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. He'll just be a minute.
No. I've got to go home. The kids will be home from school.
I'll tell him you were here.
Okay, Mrs. Sheridan, now, I've got you booked into the Brussels American Inn, the Copenhagen American Inn, and the Luxembourg American Inn. No, Vienna doesn't have an American Inn, so I booked you into a lovely little 3-star hotel there. Yes, the bathrooms are indoors. Yes, everyone speaks English. A tub and a shower. No, I'm sorry, I won't be able to have the bidet removed, but you don't have to look at it. Very well, Mrs. Sheridan. Enjoy the adventure. She's going to love her trip. She'll never know she was in Europe. What's up? I already had lunch.
No, I couldn't eat anyway.
Oh, what's the matter?
My father's having an affair.
Who's catering? Well, you're not.
I was there.
He told you?
No, I didn't see him, but I saw her, the woman on the tennis court. It's his receptionist.
You're kidding.
Do I look like a person who's kidding?
You know, that really doesn't prove anything.
It doesn't?
No, there's lots of reasons why your father would have brought his receptionist to a convention.
Name them.
Well, I mean, he...
Come on.
Well, I'm thinking. Ed is very forgetful. He probably brought her along to help get him to the right place at the right time.
My father's not forgetful. Your father is.
Right, I forgot. Allie, maybe everybody brings their receptionists. You know, to make notes, make arrangements, drive them around.
Have affairs with them.
Come on.
I feel the same way now as I did when Charles told me he was going to St. Croix to take out his brother's appendix.
Why?
He took them out the year before in Puerto Vallarta.
Allie, Ed is not Charles.
Maybe he is. Maybe all men are Charles. God, what a depressing thought.
Allie, go home. Calm down. Take a hot bath. Have a drink of cooking sherry. Relax. I've got to go to a meeting, but I'll call you a little later.
No, don't call me. I won't answer the phone.
Why?
In case it's him. I don't want to talk to him. Bye, Daddy. Daddy?
Princess.
What are you doing here?
I was on the way to the hospital to see a patient's gallstones. I've always regretted not collecting them, like marbles.
But why are you here?
Vera said you stopped by the office and bolted like there was something wrong. I tried to call you, but you weren't here.
No, I was here.
Then why didn't you answer the phone?
I thought it best if I didn't.
Why? Sweetheart, is something wrong?
I think so.
What is it, the kids?
No, the kids are fine.
Then what? You know you can tell me anything. I'm on your side.
That goes both ways, Daddy. You know you can tell me anything.
You first.
Then there is something that you want to tell me.
No, it was a figure of speech, that's all.
I can't do this.
Do what? Allie, talk to me.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm so disappointed in you.
In me? What did I do?
Ask Vera.
Vera?
Ask Vera the next time you two play tennis together.
Oh, my God. You mean those pictures of us? Allie, sweetheart.
Please don't.
Sit down and listen to me.
I can't.
Sit down. This is your father speaking. Those pictures were taken at a medical convention in L.A. You want to know who took them?
Who?
Vera's husband. He's in prosthetic devices. He was at the convention drumming up business. I invited him to my hotel because theirs didn't have a tennis court. It was a flea bag. You make a better living off gallstones than wooden legs.
Really?
Of course. How many wooden legs can anybody use?
No, I mean...
Oh, I know what you mean. Come here.
Oh, Daddy.
I know. Now, the next time you get a silly idea about me, you come to me directly, you hear?
Daddy, I'm so ashamed.
It's all right.
Oh, I knew you could never do anything like that. Not you. Any other man, yes, but not you. You'd never cheat or lie. Dad? Is it true?
Let me explain.
You don't have to.
I swear, Allie, this is the first time anything like this ever happened to me.
I don't want to hear it.
Princess.
I am not your princess. I'm your fool. First Charles's fool, and now your fool. What is it with men?
No way.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Well, hi, you guys.
What are you doing here?
Your mother and I are having a father-daughter chat.
It's upstairs.
No. We're finished, and I'm late getting dinner ready. And you know how crazy you kids are when dinner's not... Time. Don't forget, Dad, you're on your way to the hospital.
Allie.
Grandpa, you want to see my computer?
Oh, sweetie, Grandpa can't stay.
Allie.
Really, Dad, I think you should go.
Bye, Grandpa. Is Grandpa okay?
Yeah, fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, your father, he's such a...
Cookie jar. Well, I guess the cookie got a little moldy.
I'm blown away.
He should have lied to me.
Why?
It would have made it easier on me.
Allie, sometimes it's better for things not to be easy.
What good does it do for me to know? I can't do anything about it. What is it with men? What is this conquest they're after?
Just remember, for every man who's fooling around, there's a woman fooling back. I hate people. No, you don't. You just expect too much from them.
I don't fool around. You don't fool around. Why do the others have to?
Sorry, Ellie. Count me out.
You cheated on Max?
While we were married, no. Before, once.
When?
Well, we were in Europe. We broke up for a month. I needed comfort. I found it.
Why is it that I feel as though I live in one world and everybody else lives in another? Tell me the truth. Have I always been this stupid?
Yeah. It's not really stupid, Allie. It's just that I figure in your dreams, everybody's clothes are always neat.
Well, at least they're dressed.
Allie, everybody's got troubles. Sex is just one way to stop the hurt.
Yeah, and a great way to start another.
So, what are you going to do about it?
What I should have done in the first place. Mind my own business and keep my mouth shut.
Are you going to talk to your father or not?
I just can't face him knowing what he did.
Well, don't you want to know why he did it? I mean, maybe you could help.
What could it be?
Trouble at home?
With my mother?
She is a tough cookie.
Perfect for a cookie jar.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Ed.
Kate, could you leave us alone for a while?
Oh, sure thing. I'm late for a hot shower anyway.
No, Kate, stay. I just had a great idea. I'm going to go out to dinner. You know, I haven't had a good coffee shop dinner by myself in a long time.
Allie, let me talk to you.
I can't, Dad. I wish I could, but I can't. Kate, the zucchini's done when it stops being crunchy before it gets mush. Bye.
She told you?
Yes.
I suppose you're mad at me, too.
It's not really any of my business, Ed. It's really between you and Allie.
But she won't listen. Every time I come into the house, she bolts like a scared rabbit.
Well, she is scared.
Of what?
Of finding out that her idol is just a human being.
Not a very good one at that.
Ed, look, I don't know why you did what you did, and I can't say I'm thrilled with it, but that doesn't take away the man that you've been all these years. Give yourself a break.
Did I ever tell you how glad I am that you're my daughter's best friend?
Well, I sort of got the idea when you bought me that 1,000th hot fudge sundae years ago.
You've got a golden thyroid. You should let me examine it. Maybe a fortune in it for both of us. Can I tell you about it and you tell Allie?
No, this isn't something that Allie should hear secondhand. She should hear it from you, and soon.
Grandpa, you're back! You want to see my computer now? It's got this game called The Maze. I'm better at it than anybody in the house. Bet you a quarter I'll beat you.
Okay, but only one game because dinner's almost ready and Grandpa's staying for dinner.
Great.
You sure?
Hey, I live here too.
Come on, Grandpa.
Of course, I don't know once Ellie gets home.
Is he here?
Why? Would you like to talk to him?
No, I do not want to talk to him.
Allie!
Did you get the zucchini in time?
I passed it off as rhubarb.
Kate?
Forget the zucchini. Allie, don't you want to give Ed a second chance?
No.
Allie, before you hang up your coat, you've got to promise to forgive me.
For what?
Well, just promise first.
Promise?
Good.
What for?
This.
Ah! What are you doing?
Oh, I'm interfering with your life, butting in and settling a debt of honor and hot fudge.
Get me out of here!
No. All right, everybody, down here on the double. I'm taking everybody out for ice cream.
Kate!
Get comfortable, Allie. You're going to be in there for a while. Who wants ice cream?
Me, Grandpa.
Oh, Ed, you don't want ice cream, do you? You want to stay here, huh? And wait for Allie?
I don't know if this is a good idea, Kate.
Of course it is. Come on, let's go.
Hold on.
What do you care? You're getting ice cream.
Kid, are you okay?
Ask me in an hour.
Allie, are you in there? At least let me know you haven't suffocated. I'm your father. I worry.
I'm here.
I suppose you might be called a captive audience. Feel free to laugh in there. It'll make it easier for me. But I suppose you don't want to make it easier for me. I don't blame you. I've done something that's lowered me in your eyes. Well, it's lowered me in mine, too. A year ago, I was 60. The big 6-0. I know it's foolish to be thrown by a number, but remember, I've been a doctor for 30 of those years. I know what 60 means. I know all the illnesses firsthand. 60's a bad age, Allison. You suddenly realize what's on the way. And you think, where the hell is my life gone? It was only yesterday I was throwing my little girl up in the air. Now even her daughter's too big to lift. You miss it, Allie. You miss being young. You do foolish things to feel young one more time before you settle down and shrivel into that wizened little person that everybody hollers at because they don't think you can hear them. I did a foolish thing. I did it to forget what I've grown to look like and how much of my life I've already used up. If it's any comfort to you, I'm going to break it off. But I need some help. Now that you know, I was sort of hoping that you'd give me that help. You know, the child becomes the parent and all that. I have no excuse for what I've done, Princess, except that I'm scared. I don't want to be one of those people I've taken care of all these years. I know how dumb that sounds. And I'm working on it, I really am. But I sure could use some help. Of course, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't offer. I'd understand. After all, I didn't have the guts to come to you in the first place. How?
We keep the toolbox in the closet. Go on.
It was easier talking to a door. It doesn't have eyes that fill with disappointment.
It doesn't have arms either. Daddy. Next time, a simple cone will do.
It was just a peace offering for locking the door.
Thanks for that.
Welcome.
You know, it's amazing.
What is?
To find out that your father is just a man and not a god.
Yeah.
Jenny's lucky. She knows her father is no more than a man.
Maybe a little less.
I think I should send him a housewarming present.
Why?
Well, I'm not as mad at him as I was. I mean, if a man like my father can have an affair, a man like Charles was destined for one. I think I'll send him a plant.
Oh, for the solarium.
Bath sheet.
The pool.
Cheap towels.
The hot tub.
The hell with him.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.